previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It is 7:45 and Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne, Lee and Charlie. So we're joined this morning by two guests with a deep understanding of our city's business landscape and the automotive sector. With us in studio this morning, we've got Arthur Mtumbenzi, Managing Director of Shatterproof, and the Vice President of NARCAM, as well as Denise Van Hastien, the CEO of the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Hello. It's good to have you here again, Denise. Nice to have you here for the first time.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Arthur, let's start with you. What was the decision taken to bring NARCAM Show to Nelson Mandela Bay this year, and what does it mean for the city and the automotive sector here?
I think, why not bring it to the city? It's the first time we bring this show to the city. It's the first time we bring it to the Eastern Cape itself. We saw it befitting to bring it to the city, to the Eastern Cape, because of the high concentration of automotive component manufacturers in the country. I think we have three of the seven OEMs represented here, and all those OEMs really have a good supplier base surrounding them. That's really particularly why we brought it here for the first time. It's also the first year in the next 100 years for automotive manufacturing. And you know the automotive hub is the Eastern Cape. That's why we're here.
Oh, absolutely. I know in the past, I don't know if it still stands, but in the past we've been known as the Detroit of South Africa. They've always compared us, you know, to Detroit because we are the automotive city. But, you know, it is a big moment for our region. First time in the Eastern Cape, first time in Nelson Mandela Bay, 13th to the 14th of August. And obviously, with Denise being here, we know that the Business Chamber is offering its support. But Denise, won't you unpack for us what kind of support the Chamber is providing around the event?
Well, maybe just first to say we're very excited that the show is coming out. It's the first time ever that we're having the NARCAM show here. Mm. And also ISA Automotive Week is coming in October, which is also another first. Mm. So that really talks to the strength of our metro in terms of our manufacturing capability, and especially in the automotive sector. The Chamber, we have a very strong partnership with NARCAM. We're both aligned on the need to protect local manufacturing and local employment that comes with that. So there's a lot of initiatives that we've been doing together around advocacy, lobbying, and then also the NARCAM show. We wanted to succeed. We will be participating as well in terms of panel discussion, but we also have a presence there because I think a lot of the work we're doing around skills development and so on is aligned to NARCAM as well.
Denise, just how important are automotive component manufacturers to local economy, especially when it comes to jobs and opportunities available?
Well, almost half of the country's automotive employment is here in Nelson Mandela Bay. And I think we often underestimate the vital importance of the auto sector because we often just look at a company like a Volkswagen or Isuzu and look at how many people they directly employ. But when you start looking at the surrounding ecosystem, there's hundreds and hundreds of component suppliers, and they in turn employ thousands of people. And then you get into other sectors like retail and security and so on that all have spin-off opportunities from the automotive sector.
Arthur, back to you again. What are you hoping will be the main outcome of this year's NARCAM show? And for the listeners who want to get involved or show their support, how can they get involved this year?
I think for outcomes, it's really, as Denise mentioned, to really get it out there. What is the automotive space? It's so easy to look at a vehicle and think it's a VW or it's an Isuzu. But what's behind the Isuzu? It's really component manufacturers. It's people behind those vehicles. It's components. As I'm saying to you, you're probably looking at the show. You will have about 150 different brands and components represented. So it starts to give the public a real good feel of what a vehicle is all about. And that's really what we're trying to achieve here. And for sure, getting everybody on board to come and see the beauty of the automotive space.
The sums of the whole pot.
Exactly.
Also, maybe to you, Denise, I mean, what is happening around the NARCAM show, though? What will be happening?
Okay, there's a lot of other activities as well. I know there's a golf day and there's a dinner and there's a wine tasting.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. And here we thought we're only dealing with engines and gaskets. And
so there is some fun in
oh, lovely.
The component space.
Okay, now I'm in the conversation.
She's joined the WhatsApp group now. All right, so it's from the 13th until the 14th of August. I think while we're talking about the automotive industry, and Denise, you mentioned this, I didn't even know this, when you said that almost half of the people employed by the automotive industry in South Africa live in this very, very city. Mm-hmm. And we've just had a tariff of 30% imposed on South Africa. Just quickly touch on the impact that this is going to have on the automotive industry in South Africa, particularly in Nelson Mandela Bay, and in fact, any industry that exports out of Nelson Mandela Bay is going to be impacted.
Absolutely.
To the US.
That's right. And I think a lot of people see this as a US versus SA issue, but it's much bigger than that. It's actually the global world trade order has been upended. And what's going to happen now is any types of manufacturing, manufacturers will be looking at their footprints around the world, and they're going to manufacture where they can be the most competitive. And remember, there's some countries that have much lower tariffs. Mm. South Africa has the highest tariffs on the African continent, I think, along with two or three other countries. So that puts us in a very difficult position from an Africa perspective, but also globally when you look at other markets that have been able to negotiate better deals. And I also think what we need to remember as well, you can't just switch markets overnight, because I think a lot of people think that is the solution. If you look at BRICS as an example, there's no free trade agreements with them. So what tends to happen is that our raw materials go to those countries and then they send finished products to us. That equation needs to change. Mm-hmm. And what Arthur was referencing when he spoke about OEMs, those are your vehicle manufacturers that do completely knockdown assembly. And that's where the real job creation happens in terms of component manufacturers and so on. And those are the things that we need to look at. But we need to move with speed. We can't talk. We actually need action now. There needs to be emergency measures in place. And then there also needs to be longer term strategies deployed to protect our manufacturing. Because if you lose manufacturing, you'll never get it back again. It brings technology, skills into the country, and lots of employment. We mustn't just look at those direct employment numbers.
Yeah. Those direct employment numbers, unpopular question here, but do you see that the automotive industry will lose jobs as a result of this tariff?
Yes, we will lose jobs. There's some that are immediately impacted in terms of the proportion of their trade with the US, so that would have an immediate impact, and also to their suppliers. And then others, it would be more of a longer-term impact. But I think if South Africa can move faster, we need to really be looking at things, even at a local level, where we need municipalities to function properly, so there's a service delivery. Because if you want to be in manufacturing, you've got to be competitive. Mm. We need the logistics to be efficient. All of those things that the country can fix, and a lot of that, if you had the right mindset, you could do it quite quickly.
They help us stay ahead of the curve.
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. But it's a combination of factors, and I think it's, if you look at the trends as well, it's cheaper, for example, to import tires into the country than to manufacture them locally. And that's not just a tariff issue. That's been coming on for a while. Mm. So there's a lot of trends that have maybe been moving in the wrong direction, but we need to recognize what the root causes are, and we need to start rebuilding and getting things back on track so that we can retain our manufacturing and then rebuild it.
All right, there's a lot of rebuilding there. But we're going to have to say goodbye, Arthur and Denise. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. The dates again for NARCAM Show 2025, first time in the Eastern Cape, from the 13th to the 14th of August. Good luck with the event and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope to see you all
there. We'll be there.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.